فهمیدن و صحبت کردن به زبان انگلیسی می تواند در بهبودی وضعیت زندگی شما در استرالیا کمک کند. SBS یک پودکاست جدید دارد که در آن مصطلحات روزمره زندگی استرالیایی توضیح داده می شوند. با گوش دادن به این پودکاست مهارت های انگلیسی خود را تقویت کنید، در مورد استرالیا بیشتر بیاموزید و همزمان از وقتتان لذت ببرید. این شما و این هم آخرین قسمت پودکاست انگلیسی بیاموزید SBS.
Learning English helps me resolve conflict at work.
Hello and welcome to the SBS Learn English podcast. SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. My name is Josipa and I'm still in the process of learning the English language. Just like our listener Angela, who sent us an email asking to do an episode with phrases that can be useful if there is conflict at work. Well, Angela, this episode is for you. We hope you like it, and we are sure that many other listeners will find this topic useful as well. Conflict in the workplace is common because people often have different ideas, interests, or beliefs. Maybe we disagree with someone because we have different working styles, or perhaps people don't communicate or collaborate very well. Or you have to work with a colleague who is stepping on your turf. If someone steps on your turf, they are getting involved in work that is yours, but not in the way you like it. We know that conflict at the workplace is common, it's bad for business, and more importantly, it can be very damaging to the well-being and mental health of employees. So, what can we do in a conflict situation? Well, we could work towards resolving the conflict instead of being at each other's throats, which is another way of saying arguing and fighting. But it can be hard to know how to deal with conflict at work when English is not your first language. How can you talk about this without sounding too direct? Or maybe you worry that you are too polite and that your message is not being heard. Keep listening to hear the language you can use to help you resolve or fix conflict. With us today are Alan and Claire.
I'd like us to talk, even though we might not solve everything at once.
I hear what's important to you, but if you could look at it from my perspective.
Okay, let's talk. I'm sure there'll be some things we can agree on.
All the phrases we've just heard can help us work towards the resolution of conflict. Let's hear them again, one by one. First, we had Alan.
I'd like us to talk, even though we might not solve everything at once.
I want us to talk, even though we might not solve everything at once. By saying this, you recognize that conflict exists and are prepared to work toward a resolution, even though not every problem can be solved.
I hear what's important to you. But if you could look at it from my perspective.
I hear what's important to you, but if you could look at it from my perspective. By saying this, you're acknowledging another person's opinion and asking them to do the same. Alan then said,
Okay, let's talk. I'm sure there'll be some things we can agree on.
It's like saying I'm ready for compromise. A compromise is an agreement or settlement of a difference of opinion in which each side loses something. It's like an agreement in which neither side gets exactly what they want. But at least they reach some sort of agreement, and that stops people being at each other's throats. Let's say your workplace conflict is getting out of hand, meaning it is becoming difficult to control and you are feeling angry or sad. So, if you're upset, you could say,
Let's take a break and talk again once we've cooled down a bit.
That sounds much better than saying, I can't deal with this, or this will never work. Let's take a break and talk again once we've cooled down a bit. To cool down a bit means to stop being angry. Sometimes taking a break from confrontation can help us get a fresh perspective on the problem, because we often don't see the solution when we are so angry that we just want to prove that we are right. Or let's say your colleague is saying something that makes no sense. Instead of saying that to them directly, to their face, and making the conflict worse, you could say,
help me understand where you're coming from.
Help me understand where you're coming from. It's a great phrase, isn't it? Because instead of getting defensive, that means instead of feeling that you have to defend your own views in an angry way by attacking what people say during an argument, you can use this phrase to get the other person to explain themselves more clearly. By saying, help me understand where you're coming from, you are asking for further explanation of their motives and reasoning. Okay, let's look at just one more example.
I understand your point, but I see things a little differently.
This phrase is helpful when you want to show that you have a different opinion in a softer way. I understand your point, but I see things a little differently. By saying this, we acknowledge their point of view because their opinion matters, even if we disagree with them. And if I find myself in a situation where an agreement can't be reached, I could say, okay, so let's agree to disagree. Today we are in the company of my colleague, SBS Radio Content Editor, Peter Theodosiou. Hi Peter, thanks for being part of the show.
Hi Asipa, I'm a big fan of the Learn English podcast, so it's a pleasure to be here.
Workplace conflict is bad for business, but perhaps even more importantly, it can be very bad for the people involved too, right?
Yeah, well, workplace conflict, especially long-lasting, can create a toxic environment for everyone. A toxic environment is a place or behavior that causes harm to your health, happiness, and well-being.
Toxic? That is quite a strong word. It is usually used to describe a poison.
That's right.
A workplace must be very harmful if you describe it like that. But even conflict that is not so extreme can still be very stressful.
Especially if the conflict remains unresolved for some time. Many studies have confirmed that unresolved workplace conflict causes considerable stress, anxiety, and depression that can ultimately lead to more serious mental health issues.
Unfortunately, these days, whether we are in conflict with someone or not, so many of us need support to achieve our best mental health and reduce the daily stress in our lives.
Yes, according to the Australian Human Rights Commission, around 45% of adult Australians will experience a mental illness at some point in their life, while one in five Australians will experience a mental illness in any given year. That's why here at SBS, we are launching Mind Your Health on October 10. I encourage everyone to visit the Mind Your Health website to access diverse perspectives of health and well-being for free.
Awesome. I can't wait to try some of the suggested meditations you mentioned to me. But before I say goodbye to you now, can you please help us repeat useful phrases from this episode?
I'd be happy to.
See if you can answer the question before hearing the answer. If someone steps on your turf, they are...
If someone steps on your turf, they are getting involved in work that is yours, but not in a way that you like.
If two people are at each other's throats, they are...
If two people are at each other's throats, they are arguing, they are angry, and they are fighting.
What does it mean that conflict is getting out of hand?
If conflict is getting out of hand, it means it is becoming difficult to control and you are upset because of it.
Today we practice some phrases that can help us move toward workplace conflict resolution.
I hear what's important to you, but if you could look at it from my perspective.
I want us to talk, even though we might not solve everything at once.
Let's take a break and talk again once we've cooled down a bit.
I'm sure there will be some things we can agree on.
I understand your point, but I see things a little differently.
Help me understand where you're coming from.
Resolving conflict is hard in any language and culture. But don't be afraid to try it, because if you are genuinely trying to improve the situation, most people will understand, despite your language level. Give these phrases a try and let us know if they were helpful. Thanks to our listener, Angela, for choosing today's topic. We'd also love to hear from you. What topics would you like us to cover? Send us an email. learnenglish@sbs.com.au or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the SBS Learn English podcast. Visit sbs.com.au/learnenglish for additional learning, transcripts and quizzes.